It's Bob Perot today with Councillor Jeff McLaren from the City of Kingston. Councillor McLaren, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
My pleasure.
May I call you Jeff?
Absolutely, yes, please.
Thank you very much. Well, you wanted to speak to us about what is certainly an ambitious project that is totally fascinating, to be completely honest with you, and the reading that I've done so far, the Limestone City Cooperative Housing Project. Talk to us, in broad strokes first, about what this is.
So we are a cooperative, nonprofit cooperative housing project that wants to integrate vertical farming, indoor farming, into the core components of the co-op. This means that the people who live in the co-op will contribute a portion of their volunteer time to making food for themselves and the larger community. We'll be doing this through indoor farming in a vertical farm that's independent of the weather outside, plus in greenhouses and in outdoor rooftop community gardens.
Now, when people hear about a project similar to that, they generally think, okay, well, this is somewhere, outside the city limits or outside, the city core. But this is very different than that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We are right in the city. We're right on the main bus routes, and we want to be essentially as sustainable as possible and as self-sufficient as possible in the city. So the building will be clad in the next generation solar panels. So every square inch of the building will have solar panels that look like wood or stone or even transparent glass, so as to capture a maximum amount of rays from the sun and use that to reduce the utility costs of the residents.
While at the same time making the building look pretty good too.
Yes, exactly. One of the things that we had designed, asked the designers to do was put in biophilic elements. Biophilia is the hypothesis is that we as a species grew up in a particular environment, and if we put those cues back into our environment, we will thrive better, feel more psycho or mentally secure. So these things would be like curved spaces or curved walls, and lots of trees and greenery.
Has anything like this been done before?
Not to my knowledge, the integrating of both a vertical farm and a housing community at the same time from the design stage. No, we've all, as far as I know, that's always been put in sort of afterwards, so that one of them has been a sort of an afterthought. And by doing it this way, we're going to have amazing, incredible efficiencies of scale and scope as we put all of this stuff together and integrate it from the very beginning.
So, being that it's a groundbreaking project, that must pose some challenges.
Yes, that the fact that it's a first of its kind is a major challenge. At the same time, we are fighting essentially some of the biggest crises that are hitting the world right now. So, housing affordability, housing supply, food affordability, food security, food sovereignty, as well as a climate crisis. So we plan to be a net zero building in both carbon and energy use, while also being along major bus routes so that we can reduce the transportation costs. We're going to be producing more food than we need in sight, on site. This addresses so many things. Also, the issue of loneliness and isolation. This is a big thing in the more modern world. So with a co-op, we plan to fight that as well. So there's seven crises we're fighting in one project.
It's certainly fascinating. There's no doubt about it. Talk to me a little bit about costs and what stage we're at. I'm looking right now at some of these incredible pictures, and it looks like a phenomenal development. I'm guessing that it won't come cheap.
No, so the preliminary Class D estimates suggest that it's going to be about $115 million to build. Now, we just had the best Christmas present ever because Canada ICI and Dominion Lending Centres have come as the major key players in this. They are willing to lend us up to 95% of the residential costs to build if we can get the remaining amount. So nobody wants to commit 100% to this, but they are committing 95%, a little bit less because there's a commercial aspect of this and there's the industrial vertical farm. We estimate that if we can come up with the remaining $20 million, then all the pieces will be in place and we can start building. And our goal is to have it completed and people moving in at the end of 2028.
And that's a pretty lofty goal.
Yes, it is. And we do want to have an audacious goal there.
It's interesting because when you look at the price of this $100 million, that can seem quite daunting, but $20 million doesn't seem, quite as scary, does it?
Not quite, not after you've got the 95%. Yes, not after about 100 million. That's true.
So where do you hope to get that money from? Like, I mean, it's going to take a lot more than fundraisers. Are you looking for city dollars and other investors like that?
So we're hoping that the city will donate the land, or at least give it to us at a discount. Yes, we are going to have a community fundraising, many community fundraising events to get sort of the day-to-day dollars. But we're also going to be approaching other corporations that may need want to help, or private investors, angel investors, impact investors that may be wanting to make sure that this gets done, because we see this as the first of its kind, and it's a paradigm shift in the way we think of housing and food and security and energy use. And if we can demonstrate that this can work and work well, I think it could change the way that we look at housing and all of those components in the future.
How many units in the building?
We are planning for 248 units.
And as far as it's a co-op, so I mean, cost per unit there, I imagine there's different sizes.
Yes, there will be a studio to 3 bedrooms, and it will be a nonprofit, so it will be below markets at every step of the way. The idea is to try and keep it as far below. Actually, the idea of our attainable housing concept is that we want to expand affordability just beyond the housing to include food, to include energy. And so what we talk about is more reducing the cost of living through reduced costs in rent, reduced costs in food, reduced costs in utilities, as well as bringing people together in a shared common cause that allows us to live within the bounds that nature provides. And this is good for mental health as well as physical health.
Incredible. It's just an incredible project, and I really hope that it comes about as quickly as you're saying. I think it's something that other communities all around the world will be taking note of. So my last question for you is, why Kingston?
I was here, and we have some great people on council. I have a fellow councillor, Connie Glenn, who first was the one to suggest putting the vertical farm together with a co-op, and that just seemed to make sense, and it just flew from there.
Amazing. Well, is there anything that you wanted to let our listeners know before I let you go? Maybe if they want to get more information, how would they do that?
Yes, please visit our website, www.lcch.ca. That's Limestone City Cooperative Housing. There's a email sign up sheet there for latest news on that. That kind of stuff. Also, one of the things that I also wanted to mention is that when we designed this building, we're trying to build it for permanence. So we've asked that it be designed for a 200-year lifespan. And if we can do that, this is not going to be a flimsy building. We want it to be safe, secure, and long-lasting for lots of people there. And because we're building it right from the start, we are going to have the replacement schedules for everything inside the building, which means that we will be able to plan to keep it in perfect order for the next 200 years.
Amazing. Well, will you do us a favor and keep us updated on your progress?
Absolutely will do, yes.
Fantastic. We look forward to that, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you.